Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Let's start with Ana Fernandez, His Girl Watson. New play by Kevin Cerrone. It sounds like His Girl Friday, but she is Dr. Watson. This is from Sherlock Holmes, though in a 1946 Boston, Massachusetts setting, and she is sublime.
It's billed as a noir detective show, and it's got all those wonderful noir elements, the street lamps. She's the tough talking broad who can handle men in any situation that's thrown at her. It was wonderful.
But she's not a femme fatale because she's an urban doctor saving people, especially men who are damaged coming back from World War II and the women who get abused by them. And she has empathy on both sides for all the good it does her. But Greg Jurich as the Holmes character, and that's a bit of a spoiler, but only a bit. I mean, the title gives it away.
Sure. The full title is His Girl Watson, a Sherlock noir. So
not much of a spoiler. Great fight choreography and lots of it. It reminded me of Batman on TV. Just, oh, we're going to fight again. But it is a plot that goes through a maze of twists and curves. I just stopped paying attention to them because it was just so dense. Follow the relationship of Dr. Watson and Mr. Holmes. And that's what it's all about. And the relationship is not what it on the surface appears to be.
No spoilers there.
Okay. And that's at the Alleyway Theater. A delight. You know, she's leaving for New York, so if you want to see Ana Fernandez before she's famous, now is your opportunity.
Well, of course, she's famous to us, but you're
she's
right.
She's world famous in Buffalo, New York, absolutely. So wish her well. Well, before we wish her well, go down and see her at the Alleyway Theater. Then down the street a little bit, it's A Few Good Men, the Aaron Sorkin play, which was a play before it was a movie. It's quite identical to the movie, right?
It is. I wanted to see it for just that very reason. Well, first off, who doesn't love Aaron Sorkin? You know, all of us were addicted to the West Wing for years and years and years. Anything he does is of high quality. But this was interesting.
He had to defend the script when it was made into a film because the Hollywood producers wanted a love interest between the only woman in the cast. It's a role played by Demi Moore. And when they said, well, no, it's absolutely not sustained by the plot. That cannot happen. And the Hollywood producer said, then why did we cast Demi Moore? Which I just gives you a little bit of insight into the life of women in Hollywood. But they defended their case, and there is no love scene in the film, as there shouldn't be, one of Demi Moore's best performances.
Nor is there a love scene in the play, but it has everything but that wonderful, you know, cat and mouse, and she's just so much smarter than he is and more
precisely
capable.
She would not be so dumb as to go to bed with him, and she doesn't. So that's A Few Good Men at 710 Main. And for a play brand new to the United States, Marina Carr, who's one of the most important current playwrights in Ireland, her play Girl on an Altar, which is a retelling of, you know, only some of us are obsessed with Greek mythology. I think everyone who went to grade school when I did is, and the names Clytemnestra and Agamemnon and Cassandra would be familiar. But this is her retelling of this story of the sort of breakdown of the marriage between Clytemnestra and Agamemnon, because as he's headed to Troy, where he's going to help get back Helen of Troy, his wife's half-sister, he sacrifices their daughter Iphigenia to the goddess Artemis to appease her so that the wind will blow them to Troy. And some women are very unforgiving.
You mean Clytemnestra doesn't just get over it, woman?
She does not get over it. Well, the most famous representation of her, there are many from antiquity. The most famous is from Agamemnon, part of the Oresteia trilogy by Aeschylus, as everyone knows. But in that, she's just the prototypical bad wife. And Marina Carr takes a much different take on this. And it's played by Keeley Sheridan, who's the artistic director of the Irish Classical Theatre Company, as Clytemnestra, opposite her own real-life husband, Jorge Luna, as Agamemnon. Well, then the next thing happening is the return to Shays, I think the fourth time, The Book of Mormon. Gorgeous comedy, beautifully constructed musical. But if you have not seen it since COVID, it has been tweaked, which might be of interest to people. The Ugandans are no longer quite as naive and technologically ignorant as they once were. The critique is much more toward the white saviors who come into Uganda. There was always that element. He's no longer using a typewriter for social media. He is on an iPad. And little tweaks of that nature. For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.